Okay, we're up to Beis Amud Aleph on the bottom. Just to sum up in one quick minute, even less, yesterday we learned that the Megillah could be leaned multiple days, even as early as the 11th of Adar. And the Gemara had a machlokes, two different explanations as to how we know that. Right? The first opinion was Amr Shimon Bar Abba, Amr Yochanan, that was learned out from the Zman, Zmanam, Zmanehem. And then there's Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, who said it was learned out from Kayamim. The Gemara discussed why each one didn't learn out from the other. And that was the whole Amud. Very simple, okay? Then, at the very end, the Gemara brought a Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda said that this whole split, that sometimes they lean on this day, sometimes they lean on this day, that was only back in the olden days, when there was Kiddush HaChodesh, and Bnei Yisrael were living in Eretz Yisrael. I said, but nowadays, where we don't have the Kiddush HaChodesh, everyone's looking at the day of laning of the Megillah to know how many days after that, 30 days later, is going to be Pesach, right? So therefore, everyone just leans on one day. We don't lean on 11th, 12th, and 13th. So we're at the last line over here, Rav Ashi, Kashalei Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was the author of the Braisa who made that statement that nowadays things switched and this Mishnah is not applicable anymore. Okay, our Mishnah holds it does apply. Rabbi Yehuda held it didn't. Rav Ashi had a question between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, and because of that, Umukim Lala Braisa Kerbiosi Bar Yehuda. He established that Braisa that we learned as Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda himself. Umi Amr Rabbi Yehuda Bizmana Ze Hoel Mistaklimba in Kornosel Bizmana. Who said, did Rabbi Yehuda really say that nowadays that everyone's looking at the day of Purim, the day that you lean the Megillah, to know when Pesach is going to be, that nowadays we only could lean Bizmana? Is that really true or meaning? If that's the case, we have a stira from a Mishnah. It says, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Ei Masai Makom Shenechnasin B'Sheni U'Bechamishi. That Rabbi Yehuda says, this is explicit that it's Rabbi Yehuda, that when do we allow the students, the people in the Kfarim to go and lean early, that's only in a town where they actually go into the big cities on Mondays and Thursdays for the Beis Dins. But in a town where no one goes in on Mondays and Thursdays, then in Koronosa Ela Bizmana, that then they only lean on the 14th, let's say. Makom Shenechnasin B'Sheni B'Chamishi, but a town that goes in on a Monday and Thursday, Mia Karinan. They do lane. Va'afilu b'zman hazeh, even nowadays. So we see from that statement, from this Gemara later on, Daf Hamad Aleph, from this Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that b'zman hazeh, you do lane early if it's a place where people go in on a Monday and a Thursday. So then you have a stira, right? The last brisa that we just had said that Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, nowadays we don't do it anymore because nowadays everyone's looking at when Purim is, and since you're looking at when Purim is to figure out when Pesach is, right, we got to all keep Purim on the same day. But the next Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda himself said that it's that it does apply nowadays as long as the villages go in on Mondays and Thursdays, stira. So how did he resolve this stira? Umukim Bala Braisa Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. He said, oh, that Braisa we had yesterday, right? That's Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore we don't have a stira anymore. Very nice. The Gemara says, what? Umishum dekasha leid Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda, because you had a stira between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, Mukim Lala Braisa Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, you could switch the author of the Braisa to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda? Can't do that. So the Gemara answers, Rav Ashi Shmile, Rav Ashi heard the Ika Detanila Rabbi Yehuda, Vika Detanila Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Ashi heard that Braisa that we had yesterday, some people say it over in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, and some people say it over in the name of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Umidakashale, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, and since he had a stira between this Rabbi Yehuda that's coming later on and this Braisa, if it would be Rabbi Yehuda, Amar mandatanilek Rabbi Yehuda lav dafka mandatanilek Rabbi Yehuda dafka. He said, "Oh, it must be that the guy who said it over in the name of Rabbi Yehuda was wrong, and the guy who said it over in the name of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, he was right, he was correct, and therefore it's okay." Meaning, it's not that he had a stira and he said, "Oh, okay, we'll say one of them is Rasman." No, you can't do that, right? It's just that he had already heard that there was already a bit of a tumult. Who was the author of the original Brisa? And since if you would say it's Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to end up being a contradiction. Therefore, he was able to say, "Oh, the other guy must be right, and it's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda." Two dots. Okay, now we go to the din in the Mishnah that spoke about the people leaning on the 15th. Those who live in a city who had walls in the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Krachim ha-mukaf and chomim nos b'Yeshua ben Nun, korin b'chamisha asar. Says the Gemara, minahani mili, amar Rava, the amar kra, alkena Yehudim ha-prazim ha-yoshvim ba'arei ha-prazot. The people live in the prazim. The prazim are the regular big cities, okay, non-walled cities. So those people lay on the 14th. That's what the continuation of the pasuk says in the Megillah Esther. Says the Gemara, midiprazim be'arbasar, from the fact that these prazim, these big cities, they lay on the 14th, must be that who's that other date for that we say that you lay on the 15th? Must be the mukafin b'chamishasar. It must be that the walled cities are going to get the 15th. Says the Gemara, well, who said that? Ve'ema prazim be'arbasar, maybe the 14th is for the regular cities, like the Megillah says. Mukafin klal klalo, and walled cities, they don't lay at all. One says, huh? V'lav Yisrael ninu, what, they're not Jewish? They're not going to have a Purim? They have to have a Purim. You can't say that they're not going to lane at all. V'od mehodu vat kushksiv. It says that everyone from all the different towns, everyone was going to celebrate Purim. Says the Gemara, no, okay, let's ask the question differently. V'ema prazim bar besar, like the Megillah says, that the regular cities are going to be on the 14th. Mukafin bar besar ubechamesar. But the walled cities, they get to lean on both the 14th and the 15th. A double Purim. Have you heard of that? Sometimes people keep two Purims, right, in Eretz Yisrael. They go to Ramat Beit Shemesh for the 14th and they come to Yerushalayim for the 15th. They get to have two Purims. If you didn't know about that, pretend I never told you about it. Okay, so the Gemara is saying that, you can say, oh, there's a Havamin in the Gemara, right? The Gemara is saying maybe the walled city should have 2 days of Purim. So the Gemara says, no, Kidiksiv lios osim, Kidiksiv lios osim es yom arbasar l'chodesh adar ves yom chamishasar bo, b'chol shana. It says both, that you have it on the 14th and on the 15th. Right? So the Gemara says, no, you have to read the pasuk very clearly. Iyavi kasev, if it would have said, es yom arbasar v'chamishasar, if it would have said that on the 14th and the 15th, kiddika amris, then you're right. We could have learned that people, the walled cities, should celebrate Purim on 2 days, 14th and the 15th. However, hashta diksiv es yom arba asar ve es yom chamisha asar, now that it says the word es in the middle, it doesn't say ve yom, it says ve es yom, so the fact that it has both, asa es upasik. The word S comes and makes a break. Hani barbasar vahani b'chamishasar. This group lanes on the 14th and this group lanes on the 15th. Okay, so the Gemara says, but still I could ask a question. Ve'ema prazim barbasar. The regular cities will be on the 14th, like we've said, it's explicit in the Megillah. Mukafin iba'u barbasar, iba'u b'chamesar. They could choose either on the 14th or the 15th. The Gemara says, no, that doesn't work. Amarkra b'zmanehem, zmano shalzeh, lo zmano shalzeh. That the day of this one is not the same day as the other one, meaning they have to have two completely separate days, and you never could have the mukafin choma on the same day as the 14th people. The Gemara says, okay, ve'ema b'tlesar. So let's let the walled cities lean on the 13th. And the Gemara answers, kishushan, that we parallel it after Shushan, right? And what does Rashi say over here on the left-hand side? Rashi says, "Umishani kishushan kevan de lo ramaz lacha kasav zmana mukafin emasu." Since we don't know from the Megillah explicitly when the walled cities are going to lane, the Ashkechan Shushan, but we found that Shushan she'asu b'chamisha, that they celebrated on the 15th. Mistaber, it's logical she'osu hayom shayar lemukafin. It's logical to say that the walled cities, the 15th day was left over for the walled cities to lane on that day. We'll see that soon. Good question. Period. End of Gemara. Okay? Says the Gemara, Ashkechan Asiya. The Pasuk said, Liot Osim Es Yom Arba Asar L'Chodesh Adar. To do the 14th and do the 15th. So what do? That's Asiya. Having a Suda, giving Mishloach Manos. However, Zechira Minalan, the remembering of the miracle, meaning laning the Megillah, that doesn't say over here in this pasuk. So how do you know that the laning of the Megillah is the 15th for the walled cities? Amarkra v'hayamim ha'ele nizkarim v'nasim. They have these two words, nizkarim, to remember, nasim, and to do. Iskish zechira lasia, we connect the zechira to the asiya. Anything that we're going to do, mishloach manos, keep having your suda, if that's going to be on the 15th, we connect that to also the Megillah, which is going to be on the 15th. Period, end of Gemara. Says the Gemara, Masnisin Delo Kihai Tana. This Mishnah and everything we've discussed till now is not like the following Tana. Again, our Mishnah said that who lanes on the 15th? Those people who were in a city who was walled from the times of Yoshua bin Nun. That was in the times of Bnei Yisrael going into Eretz Yisrael. No, this Tana holds differently. He holds the Tana Yer Bishua bin Karcha Omer, Krachan Amukafin Choma Miyamos Achashverosh. Korin b'chamisha asar. Any walled city at the times of Achashverosh is going to lane on the 15th. Not the towns that were walled from the times of Yoshua bin Nun. Okay, says the Gemara, my time with the Yeshua ben Karcha, why does the Yeshua ben Karcha attribute to the times of Achashverosh? He says, ki Shushan. It's like Shushan. Ma Shushan mukefes chomimos Achashverosh. Just like Shushan, which was a walled city in the times of Achashverosh, v'korin b'chamisha asar, and they, the Pasuk says, leaned on the 15th, they celebrated on the 15th. Av kosha mukefes chomimos Achashverosh, korin b'chamisha asar. Also, all other cities that were walled at that time, they're going to lane on the 15th. That's very nice. The Gemara asks, "V'tana didan in our Tana, my time. Why does he not learn this way? Where did he get this idea of going after the walled cities of Yeshua bin Nun?" Answers the Gemara, "Yalif prazi. He learns Xerah Shava from the word prazi." That was by Yoshua. What's that? Ksiv hacha, by Megillah it says, Akena Yehudim haprazim. Uksiv hasam levad mearea prazei haprazi harbe ma'od. So we have the word prazi there, the word prazi over here, and therefore we learn that the prazim in the times of Yeshua bin Nun, meaning non-walled cities in the times of Yeshua bin Nun, are the prazim in the Megillah, meaning the walled cities in the time of Yeshua bin Nun, those are going to be the walled cities over here in the Megillah for when to go ahead and lane. This machlokas here, interesting if you want to take a look. Rashi seems to learn this is a real Gzeir Shava. The Ritva and others say, no, it's not. You can't have Gzeir Shava from the Megillah, which is in Tanakh, which is in Nach, is in Ksuvim, right, from the Chumash. So that's an interesting machlokas. Take a look if you'd like at the Rashi and the Ritva. Okay, but either way, the Ritva says it's not a Gzeira Shava. It's really just a limud, like a dictionary. What's the definition of the word prazi? Oh, prazi must mean non-walled cities from the times of Yeshua bin Nun. And that's how he goes ahead and he defines this Gemara. Okay, fine. Take a look at that. So that's how we know. Ma'alam mukefes choma mimos Yeshua bin Nun. Afkan mukefes choma mimos Yeshua Nun really means what was not mukefes choma. A prazi over there was not surrounded by a wall. So too over here, since it's not surrounded by a wall. And out of default, whatever was surrounded by a wall from Yeshua bin Nun is going to be what's considered surrounded by a wall over here by Yeshua bin Nun. Okay, so we have achlokes. One's like Shushan, the other one says, no, you have to learn prazi. Says the Gemara, Bishlomar Bishua ben Karcha, lo amr katana didan. We understand the Manda Amr who said that it goes based on Shushan, didn't learn like our Mishnah. Why? The Leslie prazi. He doesn't have the Gzer Shava prazi. Rashi says over here, Lushitaso, that he holds that it's a real Gzer Shava. He says you're never allowed to make a Gzer Shava up on your own, you have to have a Mesora. So Rabbi Shua ben Karcha didn't have a tradition on that Gzer Shava, and therefore he didn't use it. Latana didan, my time lomer kibishua ben karcha. Why didn't our Tana go like kibishua ben karcha? My time, it's like prazi. What type of question is that? The reason is because he had exer shava. No, hachikamar, this is what I meant to say. Ela shushan da avdi kaman. Who's shushan like? Lo kiprazim, lo kimukafin. They're not like the prazim who all do on the 14th. They're not like mukafin from the times of Yeshua bin Nun who do on the 15th. Amarava va'amrila kidi, shiny shushan hol v'nasa banes. According to our Mishnah, we have three categories of who lanes. You have the big cities, they lane on the 14th. You have the walled cities of Yeshua bin Nun, they lane on the 15th. And then you have Shushan. Shushan wasn't walled in times of Yeshua bin Nun. It's a regular city, but it's going to lane on the 15th. Because it's special, because the nes happened in that place. Okay, period, end of Gemara. Next part. 1 minute left. Bishloma Latana Didan. Our Mishnah, who splits between Shushan, a big city, and a walled city. Hainu Diksiv, that's why in the Megillah it says Medina Umedina, V'ir V'ir. The Pasuk talks about different types. There's a Medina and a Medina. an ear and an ear. It sounds like they're different medinas doing different things, and even ears that are doing different things. What is that? Medina, medina lechalek bin mukafin chomei mos Yeshua bin Nun mukaves chomei mos Achashverosh. Different medinas split between walled cities and Yeshua bin Nun to walled cities in the times of Achashverosh. Walled cities of Yeshua bin Nun late on the 15th. Walled cities of Yeshua from Achashverosh late on the 14th. Ear to ear cities, nami lechalek bin Shushan, which is a regular city, on the 15th. Leshara yaros that lane on the 14th. So we understand why it depicted those two different things. Like Yeshua ben Karcha, according to Yeshua ben Karcha, Bishlam and Medina, Medina, we understand the Chalik ben Shushan Lashara Yaros. Shushan lanes on the 15th, and the rest of the cities lane on the 14th. Like, year to year, Lamayasa, there's nothing else to split in between. Amlachar Yeshua ben Karcha, Yeshua ben Karcha said, wait a minute, don't pull that fast one on me. Ulatana Didan, according to our Mishnah, Minicha, it's no better according to you either. Kaven to Islay Prazi Prazi, since you have Xavier Shavar Prazi Prazi, Medina, Medina Lamla, you don't need the Megillah to tell you the different types of Medinas. You already know that there's a difference between walled cities of Yeshua ben Nun and walled cities in the times of Achashverosh. El Krala Drasha Huda Asa. It must be this pasuk is coming to teach me a different Drasha, and therefore you can't ask on me anything. What's that Drasha? Ruchle Yeshua ben Levi Huda Asa. It's coming to teach me Yeshua ben Levi. Dam Yeshua ben Levi. Krach v'chol asamachlo. A walled city and even nearby walled. Nearby cities that aren't walled. But they're close. The Chol Hanira Imo, and that they seem, you could see them, they seem connected. Nidon Kekrach, even though they're not walled, they still have the same status as the walled cities. Okay, anything close to the walled cities, they're going to have the same status. Ad Kama, how far? It's from this place called Chamaslan, which happens to be within Tveria, to Tveria. How big is that? It's a meal. A meal long. The Lema meal. Just tell me a meal. Why are you telling me from this place to that place? Hakamish Malan is coming to teach me the Shi'ura de Meal. How far is a meal? How do I know how to figure out how big a meal is? Kamahave, Kima Chamasan Letaveria. It's the distance that it takes to go from Chamasan Letaveria, that is a meal.